Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:38 Tuesday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app and stream us live or download our show's full podcast through the Radio.com app. You get the app on your phone, and then you can bring radio wherever you go.
It's easy.
And it's free.
It's great.
Hello, The Price is Right. It's free. Not to us. I mean, Entercom spent billions in research and development on this product, the radio.com app, and it works smooth and easy. Mm-hmm. You just touch the button and you're rolling Alice wherever you are.
I can't believe how good it is. It's delicious. Delicioso.
Right. Oh, geez. I have moved to the wrong direction.
Here you are. How did your wife like her new background yesterday?
She's still trying to decide. So I thought when we finished up yesterday that I was going to be called into action for at least another coat of paint. And then possibly after your review, I expected her to maybe change the color.
I like the color.
Uh-huh. Anyway, she goes.
I wish it continued around. Like it's just looks like a headboard, you know?
By the way, it's called Board and Batten is the name of whatever this is. Like it's not, what's the other thing? Shiplap? It's not shiplap. It's called Board and Batten.
Right.
Whatever
that
means.
It looks like wainscoting. Like if you'd see it in kind of a formal house.
Anyway, she's still deciding. So we didn't end up, I thought for sure I was going to either do another code or, and she went, no, I'm still trying to decide. I need to live with it for a few minutes.
Oh,
and I went, all right, whatever you say, man.
I'm going to go surfing. I'm going to go take a nap.
And then go surfing. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to mention this real quick because we just came off the subject of the new Sex and the City revival.
Yeah.
And there were texts on the subject, but also I saw the, like right as I opened Instagram, there was a post by Rolling Stone with Kim Cattrall's picture. And what they're saying in here is surprising to me, actually, or news to me. They say that this show at its core was not about fashion or even about sex. It was about enduring female friendship, like female friends that spend a life together.
Right.
You know each other and live their lives and stay connected and are friends, and not having her part of this goes against everything the show is supposed to be.
Oh, that's an interesting point. It is.
I don't know if that's true. I didn't really watch the show. I don't, you know, so it's interesting because I do think friendship's important.
Right. Well, they would have each of their own kind of storyline going, but then they'd come together in forms of support or just a lunch or... I think they're making a great point. I think that's really interesting.
They say it's not about any of the stuff you might think. It's about the enduring power of female friendship. The absence of one of the core group of female friends at its heart betrays that very idea.
They cut her.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. And then others have written in. So is Mr. Big in the series? Will he be there?
Oh, I don't know. Chris Noth. Well, didn't she marry him in the movie?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I only watched one of the movies, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, I just thought the story you did a lot of people texted in, and then that's randomly came up in my Instagram feed.
How funny.
By Rolling Stone magazine, and I thought, oh,
that's
not about sex.
Interesting point.
And it's not about fashion?
It's about these women's lives.
All right. So there's that. All right. So here's what's happening. Let's see. So two U.S. Capitol police officers have been suspended. 10 more are under investigation for their behavior during the assault on the Capitol last week.
Mm.
So it looks like they're going to clean house. I didn't watch this go down. In fact, my experience was I came out of the ocean after being out there for 2+ hours, and my phone had been blown up, and my phone never rings or has texts. And Sarah, you'd been watching the whole thing live, and you were texting as a group, the morning show. And I was sort of looking at that going, what could have happened?
Right.
I don't even know. Anyway, so the point is that a lot of people did watch this in real time. There were cameras covering it. There were a lot of curse words that made it, I guess they're fleeting expletives, but nonetheless, that made it out over the broadcast. Also making it out on the broadcast were police taking selfies with the people, the very people that were supposed to
keeping
out, right? The Capitol Police were supposed to protect Congress. And found themselves, they say one of the officers took a selfie with someone who was part of the mob that overtook the Capitol. Another one was wearing a Make America Great Again hat and started directing people around the building.
No.
Giving tours. So, you know, as we sort this out, it looks like there is going to be a change. They say at least 10 Capitol police officers are being investigated for their roles in the riot. Of course, one, maybe two police from the scene have since passed away. I know one did. And maybe the other was not related to what happened. And yet they're saying it was a second death.
Didn't the chief of the Capitol Police,
he resigned.
And then killed himself.
Oh, is that what it was?
One of them killed themselves. I'm not sure if it was that guy or another guy I thought it was someone who had stepped off the force. That's, you know.
I can't speak to that. I didn't know. The guy resigned.
Sarah's right. Oh, what? The chief killed himself.
It wasn't the chief. It was just one of the Capitol Police officers after the riot committed suicide.
Oh, okay. So then that's why they haven't, or I didn't see how that person passed. So one was attacked and another one committed suicide. But the chief did resign. Anyway, now they're investigating all of these officers. There's as many as 17 under investigation. So there's a lot going on as they review all this video footage. They continue to try and pursue the people that were part of this. You know, that protest never amounted to anything at Twitter in downtown San Francisco, but they continue to say that this might happen. And also, like, Facebook has instructed its employees, don't wear your Facebook gear out in public.
Mm.
We're afraid you'll be attacked because we've taken away this person's page, and we don't want anyone who is with him to take that out on you. Interesting, right?
Yes.
But all I have is Facebook clothes. I never go shopping.
Can you guys give me some new clothes?
Time to start.
Wear them inside out.
Yep. Inside out.
And besides, you make good money. Go buy some clothes, punk. Jeez. Wearing free clothes. What's wrong with you? What do you think? You're in radio?
Well, you're supposed to stay home anyway, so just do that.
Right. There's that. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking emoji.
Yes.
I've learned now that if I need to understand which emoji means which, I just, you know, type it in
Right.
I look it up because I don't always know. And if I'm looking for one I want to use, I can look that up as well.
Yeah.
I'm so stressed. Okay, that's the one.
Yeah.
All right.
I like, too, that you can type in, there's all those little memes, you know. You can type those right in and put up someone going, oh, no, oh, no. or yeah, you know, whatever you're looking for. Little stickers, like, I don't know, I like it.
The website Emojipedia
just
released its data on emoji trends for 2020. Here are some of the highlights. 1 in 5 messages now contains at least one emoji, so we're using them a lot.
They're a good way to end a conversation, too. Like, you know, you're going back and forth with someone, and then you send a heart, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I love emojis.
The most popular emoji of the year was the face crying tears of joy, but it barely or just beat out loudly crying face, which is the waterfall tears streaming down the emoji.
That was a big one this past year. A lot of room for crying.
Yes, it was. The emojis that made the biggest jump are the yawning face, pinching fingers, the otter. What do you use the otter for?
I didn't even know there was an otter. Hold on, I got to look up the otter.
Shopping cart and the microbe. Those are the biggest.
Oh, the microbe, sure.
Moving up.
The otter's
emojis.
Adorable.
The otter is adorable. Why? What do I need to? Hey, I'm just floating here, cracking shells.
What is that?
On
for?
My belly.
What
is
that cute.
For?
There's an otter that was out with me yesterday in the ocean.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
They're neat. They actually are really, they do that. They float on their back and they eat right there next to you. It's pretty neat.
The otter. I didn't even know that there was an otter emoji. So you're saying that one is climbing in popularity.
It's climbing in popularity. Huh. So somebody knows how to use it. I bet you it's some sex thing that we don't know about.
Oh, you think?
God, there's got to be a meaning for it beyond it being just an otter, right?
Right. Because we reference otters so seldomly.
There's no reference. There's no ref. What ref? Why would you ever in daily life, unless you were me and
so
said.
So they're saying potential for friendship and love, concepts of staying afloat.
Oh, stay afloat. Just keep floating, floating, floating.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything like dirty about it.
Okay. It had to be something other than I like otters. So, all right.
Right. I'm going to spend the day on a lazy river.
Keeping your head above water.
Yeah. All right.
The biggest dropping emojis include anything travel related, like an airplane or a boat. And anything related to sports, like a soccer ball or baseball or basketball.
Oh, those are dropping off because you don't have to reference them as much.
I found the Urban Dictionary for the otter here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. This will be good.
It's a gay man who is very hairy all over his body, but is smaller in frame and weighs considerably less than a bear.
I thought that was a seal.
Oh,
well, it turns out it's an otter. I mean, I'm not refuting you.
I think Scott's talked about this, that I would be an otter as opposed to a bear because I'm more petite.
Yeah, little mini Vinny is an otter. Okay, so Vinny's an otter. All right, great.
All right. It's a gay thing, and it's a particular
type
of person. Mm-hmm. All right, good to know.
And if you have more
to say
and you're gay, let us know.
We were talking about the sailboat instructor that took his class out of the harbor yesterday or the day before. I think it was the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
There have been high seas. Surf has been pumping, and I mean almost too big for 3 weeks. So it's just been nonstop. This teacher took his class out and then made the news because on their way back in, they got caught in some surf and all of these boats or some of these boats capsized and nearby surfers paddled over to help the kids. Videos everywhere now. So you can absolutely see these. They're in a nice, neat little line headed into the harbor, and coming up right behind them is the ocean that does not give a crap and just wipes them out. And also the ocean doesn't stop once you're like, Uncle! Yeah. The ocean's like,
okay, Uncle, you've proved your point. You don't care. Whoa!
Right. So if you want to see that, you can definitely look that up. There's video everywhere. And again, it brings an opportunity for me to point out the ocean continues
Holy
to pump.
Capsize, Batman.
Yeah. So, look, people are getting pulled into the water because they're too close to it. You need
that
to keep in mind.
That is crazy.
Yeah, there it is. The video's everywhere, so you can look it up. But these are kids in sailing school in these little teeny sailboats, and they just get throttled. Actually, it's not. I mean, they're all okay from what I hear. The biggest fear, if you can see that big jetty there.
Yes.
That's what you got to worry about, is getting pushed onto something.
But, oh, that's pretty. There's a lot of people in the water there. I don't know how many of them are the sailors and how many of them are the surfers, but there are a lot of people in the water.
Yeah, the surfers went right into action, though, got the kids. So see that?
Jeez. That boat wanted to surf. They surfed right into another boat.
They tried, and then they didn't.
Oy.
Anyway, moving on. How's your dryuary going, everybody?
I quit that right around last Wednesday when the insurgency happened.
Mine broke too.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I need? A drink now.
Right when I got home.
So both of you were trying, and both of you said, nah, I give up.
I did it last year. I didn't do it this year. I was laughing at Nicole because her birthday's this month. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going dry. And she made it till the 5th? Sixth?
The sixth.
Yeah, we're at the 12th. A lot of people have already given, and that's not surprising. Unless you've got a problem, I don't even know why you're worrying about it, but...
Helps lose weight if you don't drink. So.
Oh, well, that's sure.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to lose weight for your New Year's resolution, there's that.
All right. Well, anyway, there are still people holding to it, but at least 20% have said, I give up.
Especially this
forget about it.
Yeah. 2 weeks in and they're over it. So there's that. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So feel free to text us anytime. Let's see here. Oh, geez.
What?
Heard your story about the crazy high surf yesterday, and later in the afternoon, my friend told me her dog was swept away by a rogue wave. Be safe out there. Yeah, you can't throw the ball into the ocean right now for your dog. If that's what you thought you were going to be able to go down to the beach and do, you can't. I've tried to warn you. I don't know. Maybe that she didn't hear that, or he. Oh, no, she says her dog, or they say her dog. Mm. Anyway, it's not. Look, I told you guys, I've been in and out of the ocean my whole life since I'm like, I don't know, 7, something like that, 6, whatever. And I got myself into really big trouble 3 weeks back. Really big trouble.
Right before vacation. You came
and I know
and said,
better.
I'm glad to be here today.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where, yes, I watched the water for a long time and I felt comfortable with the size of the sea. But after being out about 30 minutes, double the size of the surf that I'd been out in came through. 8 huge 20-foot waves came through and I got caught in them and got... annihilated.
So much water.
And it was a whole freaking thing to get back to shore. And so I'm just telling you, if you don't want to play games with this. It's used for friendship and love since they're seen holding hands. Wait, who's
Oh, no, no. Hands? We don't. The only otter one I saw is a solo otter.
Oh.
Let me see if otters works. Oh, you know what?
A cub would be a smaller, hairy gay man. Oh, I'm a cub. Well, I'm not gay, but, you know, if I were gay, I'd
No,
be
I have
cut.
A solo otter. Maybe I don't have all the emojis.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
it doesn't
know either.
Matter.
It doesn't. You're right.
They believe the Capitol police officer committed suicide because of the riots. His father was a former sergeant at arms and senator, I think. That makes sense. I mean, that was the biggest news.
Yeah. And they failed utterly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they didn't even try. It's like no one was there.
I know one thing. Those Capitol Police suspensions better turn into some terminations and prison time. Mm. That's from 510.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that was allowed to happen.
Yep.
Like, I feel like there should have been backup for them so that they didn't find themselves outnumbered in such a way.
Well, and you pointed it out, there were people who were putting side-by-side shots of what happened last Wednesday on the steps of the Capitol and what was present for the Black Lives Matter rallies. It's a stark difference.
Yes. Let's see here. Sorry, there's a bunch about Kim Cattrall. Kim Cattrall is actually quoted as saying she would never do the show ever again. Yeah, but that's because they don't get along. And I think, look, I think if you've got the ability financially to say no to something that makes you miserable, then you say no.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that finance, then you suck it up and go do the job because you need the dough.
Yep.
And that's the way things, that's life in general.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, of course, you're able to really stand by your principles and decide, I don't care how broke I am, I'm not working with that person.
That's a rare bird.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do the music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.